Valerie Larrabee of the Utah Pride Center says their application was returned with an oral explanation that the mission of their organization didn't properly align with the goals of the Boy Scouts.
There was only a verbal explanation given. There was no, you know, thank you for your application. It was just basically returned, and the message it sent us was, go away.
Larrabee says the troop would have included 10 middle school-aged boys and been guided by straight troop leaders. She said it was the combined message of the Boy Scouts of America and the Utah Pride Center that their troop wanted to encompass.
All youth can benefit from the teachings of BSA, and if we were able to host a troop here, we would be able to be an inclusive environment and yet teach the things that the youth can benefit from.
Boy Scouts of America spokesman Darren Smith says they decided that a partnership with the Utah Pride Center would not have been beneficial based on the mission of the Utah organization. The Boy Scouts National Executive Board is currently mulling a proposal to move away from its longstanding no-gays membership policy or create a local option that would give the decision to the individual troops. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brianna Bodley.